Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of 19 books, businesswoman, columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Psalms 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music, bringing the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, early happy Valentine's Day. I don't know how many countries celebrate Valentine's Day, but from my research on the internet, it seems to be a worldwide celebration, at least on some level. And I did discover there were three men throughout history who were named Saint Valentine. They all lived at different times and different countries, but astonishingly, they were all martyred on February 14th of some year. So while the history of Valentine's Day is obscure and clouded by various fanciful legends, mostly I want to talk about love. And I'm talking about it early to remind you so you can make your own Valentine plans. I guess one reason I love this time of year is because my dad was my first Valentine. For every child lucky enough to have a loving father in their life, I believe this is so. But I'm aware that for many people, it's not a happy time of year to celebrate. And the fact is, for anyone who's currently, shall we say, between relationships, or for someone who recently ended one, or maybe a loved one recently died, this time of year is a time that it seems we just have to endure or deliberately ignore. And while I've had numerous times when Valentine's Day wasn't the happy, love-in-the-air kind of day, as I often say, we still have a choice of what we will do about this day or any other day. And while I'll be forever grateful for my earthly dad's love, it's God's love for us that I want to talk about. Indeed, our Father's love. For God is our Father, even if you don't acknowledge Him as your Father. In fact, our Father God says that He loves us with an everlasting love and that He will never leave us or forsake us. And the Bible also says that God loves us even when we don't love Him. And that's a promise you can depend on. So on the rest of this program, Psalms of Hope, I'll be playing wonderful music about God's love and talking about God's love for us, as well as ways we can express our love for each other, even if, due to your circumstances, it's not your favorite time of year. You know, with all the cards available in the stores, you should be able to find one to send to someone, even just a friend. And of course, late or not, you can always send me a Valentine. I would love it. So now here's the Gaither Vocal Band singing The Love of God.
The love of God has been extended to a fallen race through Christ the Savior. Hope in saving.
my friends, isn't it amazing to think about the encompassing love that God has for us? As the song said, it reaches past the highest star and covers all the world. But you know, that's not just some songwriter's imagination. No, the immensity of God's love was written about by the Apostle Paul, inspired by God. And it was his prayer for the people in Ephesus, and it's my prayer for you. Here's what Paul wrote in Ephesians 3:17-19. I pray that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend what is the width and length and depth and height of the love of Christ, which passes all understanding. That sounds a little like the song, doesn't it? And we still could not write all there is to know about God's love for us. And oh, my friends, that is my prayer for you, along with the Apostle Paul, that you may begin to comprehend the immensity of God's love for you. And yes, it's during the hard times that the love of God has for us becomes our shelter and our comfort as we face the events in our life, knowing that we will have Jesus to walk with us if we ask him. Well, there's another song I want to play for you, and it's a song by Dottie Rambo. She's one of my favorite songwriters. She wrote such tender, loving songs about the Lord. And this song is called, If That Isn't Love. Some of the words are, He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that isn't love, the ocean is dry. There's no stars in the sky, and the sparrow can't fly. If that isn't love, then heaven's a myth. There's no feeling like this, if that isn't love. So Dottie Rambo sings her song, along with the Gaither Homecoming Friends, If That Isn't Love.
He left the splendor of heaven, knowing his destiny was the lonely hill of Golgotha, there to lay down his life for me. If that is love,
Yes, Jesus died for us that we might receive the incredible love he has for us. A love that's so encompassing and surpasses any love we could ever experience from anyone on this earth. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this week we are celebrating Valentine's Day here in Psalms of Hope, talking about love, God's love. And I hope to encourage you to express your love for others during this season. You know, God speaks to us through the old prophet Isaiah in chapter 31, verse 3. It says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Well, a friend, Daniel, wrote an interesting devotional. This is some of what he wrote. "Whenever I back out of my driveway, the words, 'I love you,' appear in the rear window of my car. Actually, the words were written in white chalk on our neighbor's garage door by their teenage girl, hoping her boyfriend would see it. Most of the time, I don't even notice them, but sometimes they seem to glow." Daniel continued, "When I am angry, the message reads, 'I love you.' When I'm torn with guilt, the words are, 'I love you.' When I'm terrified of the future, God whispers, 'I love you,' on the garage door." Well, those three words have taught me a lesson about the unconditional love of God. No, God does not love all the things we do, and sometimes he'd like me to change, but he always loves me no matter what. So ended Daniel's devotional. And yes, that's our God. If he has to, he'll even use a teenage girl and remind us on a garage door sign to tell us he loves us. And God will even use this program to remind you that he loves you. He does, you know. And there's a song I want to play for you that I remember from childhood. It's been a song that God has used in my life to remind me that he loves me and you. Now here are the Harpers singing the song, "The Love of God."
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels sing. Could we rethink the ocean field, and were the skies of parchment made, were every star on earth scribed by trade to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry. Oh, dear friend, I hope this program is helping you believe that God really does love you in spite of your circumstances. You know, the Apostle John quoted Jesus in chapter 15 when Jesus was teaching here on earth. Jesus said, "I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love." No, it's not just some writer's good idea. Jesus is saying that to you right now through the airwaves. He loves you. Well, Max Lucado, one of my favorite authors, has written some wonderful statements about God's love. He talks about seeing a sunrise or a meadow of flowers that leaves you speechless. He says, remain that way and say nothing. And as God whispers, do you like it? I did it just for you. So yes, no matter what's going on in my life, the beautiful sunrises and sunsets out my office windows bring me the reminder that God loves me. And sometimes I've had people say I'm too positive, I don't deal with the real issues of life. But I like to think of our lives like seeing the movie about a book that we've already read. When something bad happens in the movie, everyone else is horrified at the events on the screen, but not you. You've read the book. You know it turns out all right in the end. And yes, I've read the book, the Bible. And God says, no matter what happens in your life, with Jesus by your side, you win because he loves you. And he has a special place for you with him in eternity. You know, it's so special to think that God loves me. And in modern day language, you could say he's crazy about me. But of course, he's crazy in love with you too. Well, here's a song I found recently, and I love the words. It says, when you feel forgotten, when you feel all alone, when you feel you're not good enough, it's easy to forget at times like this, Jesus loves you. He cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hand, and that's a promise you can hold on to. Now here's Jeff and Sherry Easter singing, Jesus Loves You.
When you feel forgotten, when you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain, when you feel you're just not good enough, when it's slipping through your head and you've done all you can, and there's still so much more to do. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. The funeral is over, the casseroles are gone, and you're about as broken as can be. When the sun ain't shining, the nights are just too long, and the weight of it all drives you to your knees. I've been where you are when God just seemed so far, and I needed to be reminded too. it's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves
you. Jesus loves
you. Jesus loves you.
Yes, he loves you.
And he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved,
name is engraved
on the
palm of his hand.
That's a promise you can hold on to. Times like this, that your name is engraved on the palm of his hand. That's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget times like this. Jesus loves you.
Oh, yes, he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hand, and that's a promise you can hold on to. Oh, dear friends, I hope you believe it today. It doesn't matter what you've done or where you've been. Just know that Jesus loves you. You know, I've been reading the Bible for most of my life, and I know God loves you and me. And furthermore, I'm going to keep talking about it with you, because eventually, if we really understand God loves us and desires his best for us, we, you and I, will move forward into the life of peace that God has in store for us, no matter what's going on in our world. So this Valentine's week, why not share with everyone in your world that God loves them with an unconditional love that will last for all eternity? However, if you haven't experienced God's love in your own heart, if you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and forgive you, then I pray you'll do it now so you can start your own journey learning and receiving God's incomparable love for yourself. This could be your best Valentine Day ever. And let me give you this last Valentine. It's found in John 15:9. This is, in fact, Jesus speaking. He said, "I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love." Yes, that's my Valentine to you. Jesus didn't say if you're good enough, he'll love you. If you're nice enough, happy enough. No, let me read it again so you won't forget. Jesus said, "I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love." Oh, I hope you believe that. Well, our time together is over, and I hope to hear from you. Do email me or write, and if you can tuck in a gift to help pay for the airtime on your station, that would be a wonderful Valentine for me. And if you write in, I'll send back to you a little Valentine thank you gift. And do tell your friends about this program. This would be another way to show you love them. Then they too can be encouraged and strengthened in the knowledge that God loves them too. Well, this is Samantha Landy, and remember, God loves you, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at her website, samanthalandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 911701, St. George, Utah, 84791, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.